Hiya there, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Mike.
Hello there. I'm Jeffrey. So today's lesson is part two of the conversation between Lucy and Eliza. And they were talking about their vacations that they were going to have.
Right.
And they focused on the weather and the clothes that they should wear while they're on vacation.
That's right. Lucy was off to the Pacific island of Guam, and her friend Eliza was going to New Zealand with her family. So they are both going to really beautiful, interesting places. They were talking about the clothes to take, you know, what to pack, to plan for the different types of weather that they might have. So while they're back, let's check out how their holidays went.
Reading.
Listening. Listen to the dialogue carefully and fill in the blanks.
A few weeks later, Lucy bumps into Eliza on the street.
You're back. How was your trip to Guam?
It was great, but it started off on a bad note.
Why? What happened?
It was pouring on the day we arrived.
That's a bummer. Did it rain the following days?
Luckily, it did not. The weather was sunny and dry for the rest of our trip.
I bet you enjoyed the beach and the sunshine.
We certainly did. Which reminds me, how was your trip in New Zealand?
Let me tell you, August is winter time in New Zealand, so the temperature was quite chilly. Plus, it sprinkled from time to time.
That's too bad.
Oh well, we still have a few weeks of summer left in Taiwan, so I plan to head to the beach and catch some rays.
That's a terrific idea. Count me in.
Lucy gives Eliza a high five, and they start to plan a trip to the beach.
Now, listen to the dialogue again.
A few weeks later, Lucy bumps into Eliza on the street.
You're back. How was your trip to Guam?
It was great, but it started off on a bad note.
Why? What happened?
It was pouring on the day we arrived.
That's a bummer. Did it rain the following days?
Luckily, it did not. The weather was sunny and dry for the rest of our trip.
I bet you enjoyed the beach and the sunshine.
We certainly did. Which reminds me, how was your trip in New Zealand?
Let me tell you, August is winter time in New Zealand, so the temperature was quite chilly. Plus, it sprinkled from time to time.
That's too bad.
Oh well, we still have a few weeks of summer left in Taiwan, so I plan to head to the beach and catch some rays.
That's a terrific idea. Count me in.
Lucy gives Eliza a high five, and they start to plan a trip to the beach.
It says, a few weeks later, Lucy bumps into Eliza on the street. Ow! That must have hurt. Oh my gosh, were they driving in their cars or on bicycles? I hope they don't have to go to the hospital after bumping into each other.
Well, actually, bump into isn't really bumping or hitting anything.
Oh, thank goodness.
It's actually two words, B-U-M-P-S, space, I-N-T-O.
Mm-hmm.
And bump into means to meet someone, but it's by accident.
You don't. Okay.
It's not a date or anything like that.
Right.
Sure. So, for example, I can say Andy bumped into someone that he hadn't seen since kindergarten.
Oh, okay. So he was walking down the street and he saw someone, said, "Hey, that's my old friend from kindergarten. What a surprise."
Yeah, bumping into old friends is always fun. Well, is it ever bad?
I guess it can be bad if you bump into someone you don't really want to see, like, you know, an ex-girlfriend or that math teacher you didn't like in high school.
Oh, has that ever happened to you?
No, never. I've been very lucky in not bumping into people I don't want to bump into, I guess.
Well, I guess we can talk more about that later. It sounds like you do have a story, but let's get back to the conversation.
All right, sounds good.
So they bump into each other, mm-hmm. they're surprised, and they start a conversation, lucky for us. Alisa says, "You're back. How was your trip to Guam?"
Okay. All right.
Now, where is Guam?
Yeah, Guam's in the Pacific Ocean. If you go sort of, what would that be, southeast from Taiwan, you'll find a lot of water. And in that water, in the Pacific Ocean, is the island of Guam. It's part of America, isn't it?
I guess so.
Yeah.
All right. And Lucy says, "It was great, but it started off on a bad note."
Uh-oh. That's not good. If something starts on a bad note, that means it begins, well, not so well. It begins badly. If you think about music, right, a note is one single piece of music that you play. Do, re, mi, fa, so. Those are different notes. And if you think about it, if you start off a song or playing music and you hit a bad note or the wrong note, it kind of, you know, messes up the song. It doesn't ruin the song, but certainly the beginning isn't as smooth. So that's what she's saying. The holiday might have been okay, but the beginning of it, well, they had a few problems. So Alisa says, "Why? What happened?"
Well, Lucy says, "It was pouring on the day we arrived."
Oh, you don't want that on holiday.
No, and pour, P-O-U-R, is to let water or some other liquid flow down.
Mm-hmm.
It's to let water fall. So, for example, the waiter poured water in the glasses of all the guests of the restaurant. Okay, but we're not talking about a restaurant here. She's talking about the weather. She's talking about rain. So we're talking about the sky, the clouds, pouring down all this water onto the land.
Yeah, that's right. When we use pour in this way, we're talking about it's raining, and it's raining very heavily. It's a big rain, a heavy rain, a hard rain. So, you know, around a typhoon, for example, in the few days before and after a typhoon, it might be pouring rain. It's raining really, really hard. For example, our day at the beach was ruined by the pouring rain. And Alisa says, that's a bummer. Yeah, a bummer, something bad, unhappy, bad news kind of thing. Did it rain the following days? So she's, you know, sort of feeling bad for Lucy. You know, having it rain at the beginning of your holidays is kind of bad news, a bummer. Did it rain the following days? You know, did it rain all the way through your holiday?
And so here, following means next, right? So the next days. Lucy says, luckily, it did not.
Mm-hmm.
The weather was sunny and dry for the rest of our trip.
Oh, good.
Yeah, we talked in lesson one about two kinds of hot weather, dry heat and humid heat. And I think everybody enjoys the dry heat because you can go outside and enjoy it and not feel too sweaty. And of course, it's not pouring rain all over you.
Absolutely.
So Alisa says, I bet you enjoyed the beach and the sunshine.
Yeah, that's why people go to Guam. Lucy says, we certainly did. Okay, so we certainly did. Certainly is basically just a strong yes, definitely, 100%. That is absolutely true. C-E-R-T-I-A-N-T-A-I-N-L-Y, I should say. Paris certainly is an expensive city. A lot of people would agree with that. It definitely is an expensive city, Paris in France is. All right, so we certainly did. They enjoyed the beach. They enjoyed the sunshine because it was nice weather. And then she asks Alisa, which reminds me, how was your trip in New Zealand? Because remember, Alisa also had an interesting trip this summer.
Okay, and New Zealand, is that near Guam?
That's, well, it'd be south of Guam. It's next to Australia. It's to the east of Australia.
So both of these places are in the same general area on
generally.
The planet. If we're looking at a globe, you don't have to spin it around to go between.
No, they're definitely both in the Pacific Ocean.
Okay. So Alisa says, let me tell you. Uh-oh, maybe this is not so good.
Yeah, sometimes when people begin a story like, let me tell you, it's not going to be a simple story.
And she continues. She says, August is winter time in New Zealand.
Very true.
Oh, that's interesting. So countries on the top half of the planet and the bottom half of the planet, everything's upside down.
That's right.
Literally.
And backwards.
Yeah, and backwards. So, well, we think of summer being June to August. But over there, it would be what we think are winter months, so December to February.
Yeah, that's why Australians go to the beach at Christmas, because that's during their summer. December is summer in Australia, so it's the hottest time of the year. And oppositely, August, nice hot time here in Taiwan, as Alisa says, is winter in New Zealand. That could get cold.
Yeah, so the temperature was quite chilly.
I bet.
And chilly means cool or even cold. Now, this is not the chili pepper.
Oh,
and
no.
You should know this because it's spelled differently.
Mm-hmm.
This chili is spelled C-H-I-L-L-Y. Okay, it means cool. So she says the temperature in New Zealand was quite chilly. Well, that does not sound like a nice vacation.
No, not really.
And she continues saying, plus, it sprinkled from time to time.
Oh, man.
Okay, now sprinkled is to drop a little of one thing onto another thing.
Mm-hmm.
So earlier we talked about pour, which is just, you know, dumping all this water down.
Right.
And sprinkle is to just drop a little bit down.
Oh, okay.
And it's the same conversation about weather. Okay, so we can imagine just a little sprinkling rain.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah.
So, for example, the baker sprinkled some chocolate chips on top of the birthday cake.
Oh, just a few. He didn't want to cover the whole top. Just a few. He sprinkled them on. That sounds delicious.
Okay. Could we think of an example that actually uses rain?
Sure, of course, you could say it sprinkled while we were playing baseball, but we didn't really care, okay? Because it's just a light rain. If we change that, if we said it poured while we were playing baseball, well, generally they stop the baseball game, right? If it's pouring rain, if it's a heavy rain. But a light rain, a sprinkle, yeah, it won't really stop a baseball game or anything like that.
Well, that's too bad for Alisa. On her holiday in New Zealand, it rained from time to time.
Mm-hmm.
And time to time, from time to time, this is our shortcut for you. So let's take a minute and check that out.
Shortcut for you.
Hey, Pat, you're pretty old, right?
Not really. What's up?
I was wondering if you can still remember your high school life.
Of course I do. I still talk to my old classmates from time to time.
Sorry, I don't know what time it is. I don't wear a watch.
When I say from time to time, I mean occasionally. Sometimes, but not on a regular basis.
I get it. From time to time means 偶尔有时候.
Yeah, that's it. We get together when I go home, and we chat online, but only from time to time. Why do you ask?
Well, I just heard that when people get older, they start to forget things from time to time.
Well, I won't forget that you called me old. I'll get you for that.
Well, now I think about it, New Zealand is famous for being so green and beautiful, and well, you can't have a lot of green, a lot of trees and forests without a lot of rain. So I guess it kind of makes sense that it was sprinkling from time to time while she was there. That's why the country is so beautiful.
And anyone who lives in Taiwan knows that there are many kinds of rain, and you can't always predict, you can't always know when the rain is going to come.
That's true.
It's just something you have to live with. Even in the summertime, when you want beautiful warm weather, it's not always going to happen.
No, it can rain quite heavily sometimes in the summertime, can't it?
Yeah, so I think that Elisa is not really satisfied. She doesn't feel happy about her vacation.
Yeah, I guess she was hoping for a real summer vacation, kind of like Lucy had at the beach wearing a bikini, impressing all the boys. She didn't plan to be wearing jackets in the sprinkling cold rain of New Zealand. Well, Lucy says that's too bad. But Elisa, she doesn't mind too much. She says, oh well, we still have a few weeks of summer left in Taiwan. So she's back home, it's nice and hot here. So she says, I plan to head to the beach and catch some rays. So she's going to do her summer sort of beach stuff, but she's not going to go far away. She's going to do it right here in Taiwan. Head to the beach, that means go to the beach, catch some rays. Basically, she's going to go and suntan. She's going to go lie out in the sun, maybe let her skin get a little bit brown, but basically just enjoy the sunny, warm weather by being outside, you know, and the beach is a great place to do stuff like that.
Right. I think it's a great idea to go to the beach and catch some rays.
Yeah.
I thought rays were fish, but...
That's another kind of ray, but generally if we're catching rays at the beach, we're not catching fish. We're just sunbathing.
So you're just catching the sunlight.
That's
what it
right.
means. Okay. I feel better now.
Yes.
All right, and Lucy finally says, that's a terrific idea. Count me in, okay? Count me in. What does that mean? That means let me go with you. So it's kind of like when you're counting the number of people in your group. Well, count me one more person, me, okay? Let me go with you. And we have the word terrific, spelled T-E-R-R-I-F-I-C, which means extremely good or great. So we could say everyone in the family was smiling because they spent a terrific day at the beach.
Oh, they must have had a really, really good time. That is terrific. All right, so Lucy's going to get a little bit more beach action. Elisa, well, she's going to get her first nice beach fun of the summer, but it sounds like they're going to have a great time. And before we leave and you guys head off to the beach, we're going to be back with a For You Chat question.
For You Chat.
Okay, so we're back with our chat question. We've had a lot of talk about weather in the last 2 days, about humid weather, dry weather, pouring rain, sprinkling rain, lots of different choices. And our chat question is, what kind of weather do you prefer? So most people, you know, have a kind of weather that they like more than others. Which one is your favorite kind of weather, and why is that?
Well, for me, my answer might be a little bit strange.
Okay.
But I actually like it when weather changes.
Oh,
I know
interesting.
It bothers some people. They say, this weather's crazy. It's raining one day, sunny the next. But I really get bored of the weather.
I see. That's
even
a good point.
Perfect weather.
Yeah.
Because I get tired. When it's beautiful and sunny and warm, I can't stay inside.
Right.
I have to go outside and you know... eat outside, have picnics, play sports outside. But sometimes I just need an excuse to just stay inside and read.
That's true. That's true. And we also talked about packing and the different clothes you need. I think that's another thing. If you have the same weather, you kind of get bored of wearing the same clothes all the time, right? If it's always hot, you're always wearing shorts and sandals and things. And I find in Taiwan, you know, when the weather cools down in the winter, I'm like, I have a sweater. I can wear a sweater. It's kind of, you know, different and a jacket and stuff like that. So that's another nice thing about changing weather. If you were going to live somewhere though, Jeffrey, what kind of weather would you want to have more than, you know, most of the time, the majority of the time?
Well, this answer will not be so strange.
Oh, no?
I have spent some time in Southern California.
Oh, wow. Very
Los
warm
Angeles.
And, yeah, hot and dry.
It's famous for its warm weather and all year round. So, you know, I'm a simple person.
That's what you'd like.
It's hard to disagree with perfect weather.
Yeah.
But is that good for you, or do you need something colder?
I think that would be okay. I also, I enjoy that kind of fall weather, too. And it's a little cool, you know. It's not cold yet. Certainly no snow. But it's a little cool. That's kind of nice, too. But you really can't beat hot weather, you know, because you can go outside in your shorts and your tank top. That's pretty good as well. How about you guys? What kind of weather do you like? It's always hot in Taiwan. Are there any of you out there who really want to live somewhere snowy and cold? Because that would be a little different. Have a chat about that.
A few weeks later, Lucy bumps into Elisa on the street.
You're back. How was your trip to Guam?
It was great, but it started off on a bad note.
Why? What happened?
It was pouring on the day we arrived.
That's a bummer. Did it rain the following days?
Luckily, it did not. The weather was sunny and dry for the rest of our trip.
I bet you enjoyed the beach and the sunshine.
We certainly did. Which reminds me, how was your trip in New Zealand?
Let me tell you, August is winter time in New Zealand, so the temperature was quite chilly. Plus, it sprinkled from time to time.
That's too bad.
Oh well, we still have a few weeks of summer left in Taiwan. So I plan to head to the beach and catch some rays.
That's a terrific idea. Count me in.
Lucy gives Elisa a high five, and they start to plan a trip to the beach.
Vocabulary Review.
Bump into. Eric bumped into an old classmate while walking around town. Pour. The waiter poured coffee for all the guests at the restaurant. Certainly. If the bird is let out of its cage, it will certainly fly away. Chilly. It's a good idea to wear a jacket or sweater when it's chilly outside. Sprinkle. The baker sprinkled pieces of chocolate on the cake to make it tastier. Terrific. After training for a few years, Bob is now a terrific manager of his company.